Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. You know, Lord, a lot of people get discouraged, but they don't know you, Lord. They don't know you like we know you, and we know that you have everything under control. And we just praise you, Father, for that. We don't have any anxiety. We're not getting upset because we know you're in control. And we also know what you told us. And Father, we thank you for telling us that. We're going to hang to it. And we thank you, Father. Lord, we just ask that you anoint each and every one of us tonight with your Holy Spirit. Fill us to the fullness, Lord. All that we can handle, Lord. I ask in the name of Jesus. And not only that, Lord, I ask that you fill us so full of your Holy Spirit there ain't nothing left but you, Lord. Nothing left. And I praise you for it, Father. And I ask, Father, that you lead us tonight into the things that you want us to do. If you want us to war, we'll go to war. We know how to war. You have taught us how to war. We're battle ready, Lord, and we thank you for it. And we praise you, Father, for all that you're going to do through your saints, because that's how you operate, Father, and we praise you for it. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do this night in this fellowship in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for that new creation that came out today or last night in Jesus' name, Father. Thank you, Father, for that mighty little man of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do with him and that family in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Okay. Has anyone got a prayer request tonight?
Michael?
Hey. It's
Larry. Yeah, Larry, I got a request. I'm having a nosebleed and it won't want to stop. So I'm going to have you have guys help me pray for it.
Okay. Did you tell me what was wrong?
Yeah, I ended up getting a nosebleed about the past 20 minutes or so. It settled down some, but it's still wanting to do it. So, and I've had it, started having nosebleeds on maybe once or twice a week. So I just figure I got a weak vessel or something. I don't know, whatever. Well, anyways, just need to have it restored.
Okay, you ready to get rid of it then?
Amen, I am.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. All right,
we got a bunch of believers here. It's fixing to go. In the Amen. Name of Jesus right now, we command this nosebleed yes. to cease in Amen. Larry yes, right sir. Now in Jesus' Amen. Name. And I don't know what's causing you, it, but whatever's yeah. causing yeah. it is healed by the yeah. power and the blood of Jesus. And we praise yeah. you, Father, for all Thank that you do. And I command all the symptoms to leave yes. in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Lord, Amen. That Larry's praise nose you. Is healed. Delivered Amen. And he is set free from this yes. forevermore yes. in Amen. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank glory you, to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Lord. You, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, I know he's going to do it. I felt that coming in. So thank you, Jesus.
Amen. It's done.
Amen. Amen.
Connie, you quit smacking him. You hear me?
Yeah.
Thanks, Michael. I needed that.
Okay.
Well, I better not say that too loud.
Yeah. All right. We don't want another nosebleed here now.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, you're healed. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
Well, my son phoned me the other day, and he said he downloaded a Bible app.
Praise the Lord.
That was really neat, man. And you know, he's studying the Sermon on the Mount. So he mentioned some things there. He mentioned verse 9 there about the peacemaker. And then I said, you remember that poster you used to have on your door for your closet when you were real small? It had the sword, of the guy with the big sword and the armor of God. And I said, well, that's the sandals of peace there, you know. And he says, that's the peace you put on. You put on Jesus Christ for peace, you know. And I said, you should pray that you could put on that Jesus, you know. I said, there's no Jesus suit out there. You got to know this is in the spirit, you know. And, you know, I was really excited. I was just about to sit down to have my supper, too. And then he said, you know, I prayed to God. You know, I because he's working for a construction supply company where he supplies them with various electric components. So whatever, big things of wire, or even like anything from plugs or something. And he wanted to know, because he's 24 and a half next month, and he wants to know if this is something we should go into, electricity, you know, to be an electrical technician or something. So he prayed to God about that. And the next day he said he went on site somewhere to a customer. And this customer asked him, well, what did you want to be when you grow up? You know, but he's a big guy already. And he said, well, I just want to be nice to everyone. And it must have been a Christian lady, because she said, yeah, God will answer your prayer. And I said, well, Ben, you know, that might mean he's talking about your Bible app. It might not be an answer to your prayer, but, you know, he might be talking about your Bible app there, too, you know. So I just left it up to him to think what it was, you know. So that was really neat, you know, for him to actually pray and get the answer the next day. You know, and I'm just really excited. Of course, I'm really nervous, because sometimes, you know, you come on too strong with these people, you know, and that's the way I probably was a lot, you know, kind of like some people, you know, they come on too strong with the worldly, and they really turn them off. It's like they're super obedient people, but they lack some love. I'm not saying they don't have any love. And then you got the person there that's not so super obedient, but he's got lots of love, you know, and they have to learn off of each other. And that's a sign of immaturity. And, you know, it's really neat that the way that works out, because, you know, I'm not saying they don't have any love, but, you know, sometimes you get these guys who can quote these verses left and right and say things, you know, and then they go over to their friend and say, I guess he's not open to the gospel. But you see, that's the type of guy you want around, that after you're saved, because he can probably answer quite a few questions for you in of course, the worldly church. But it's actually a sin to come on too strong, I find, because you got to have love for your for those people just coming in too, you know. And sometimes really hard, because you're thinking of something complicated or some way of saying this to them, and you just got to go right down to the basic love of them at all. Just you got to show them love, you know. 3:16 of John is always the best way to go with the love, to bring them the gospel. They don't need to be condemned. And some of them just want to know what the difference is. You know, they want to see the love, and yeah. So That's I was shocked. I was surprised. I'm just so touched, and I prayed for him, and I'd appreciate an agreement prayer there from you guys too for my son Benjamin Austin Swayevsky. And Swayik is a jar. So I'm part of the Jarhead clan. Anyway, so it could be a vessel or in English or a jar. So that's the translation of my last name. Anyway, so I've already prayed for him, and I just would like for you people to pour out a prayer for Benjamin Austin. And because I think he's getting more and more open now. So,
amen. And let's do it. Lord, we lift up Benjamin Austin to you. I ain't even going to try to do the last name. But Lord, I thank you for it. And I thank you, Father, that you are granting repentance to him and drawing him into the kingdom in a mighty way, Lord. And we just believe we're going to decree and declare he is a mighty man of God. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Benjamin, you come on in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We break the power of Satan off of him that's hindered his walk with you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. And we declare and decree that he is coming in a mighty way in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Benjamin.
Amen.
Austin. Yes. In Jesus' name. All right.
Andrew, how do you spell your last name?
Oh, don't ask.
FLOJEWSKI.
Okay, thank you.
Flojewski?
There's an accent on the letter L. Don't ask me about it because I don't know about it either.
Okay. So Andrew, what's the Andrew S on your screen there?
That's my last name, S. Because, I don't want them to confuse me with any other Andrew, so I put the first initial of my last name.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, he just spelled it out.
Sorry, I missed the first part of it.
That's okay. Yeah, it was it's a Polish name, I think. Okay, who's next? Thank you, Lord, that Benjamin's coming in. We believe it. Yeah, Dominic, go ahead, brother. You're going to have to do something because we can't hear you.
Okay, I figured it out. I've been asking, or I've been wanting to ask for prayer for this for a while, but I kept chickening out. I don't know if it was a spirit of pride or rejection or both at once. I don't know. But I just got to stop, not being obedient to the word, and I really need some help with this. I know I asked a little bit, but I'm sick of this. I don't want to keep doing this. I don't want to keep going back and forth. I don't want to be lukewarm. I don't want to be a fence sitter. So I'm done with it. And I need help with prayer. That's all. I just want to focus on God and stop messing up, I'm done with it. I'm getting angry with it. I just don't want to continue messing up and then, sitting there like, what the heck am I going to do? I'm done with that. I'm sick of it.
So yeah.
Any help would be appreciated.
Okay, we're going to pray. Father, we lift up Dominic to you, and we thank you, Lord, for his hate and sin, Lord, and we thank you for doing that, placing that in him to want to get rid of it. And, Lord, we just ask and we pray right now. We command this spirit that keeps trying to pull him back in Jesus' name, we command it to go. We break your power over him. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for placing it in Dominique that he does have control over his complete flesh with you, Lord, with you. And we know that as long as he keeps his eyes on the Word of God, fills himself up, his spirit up with the Word of God, he is an overcomer. We declare and decree that in the name of Jesus. He is an overcomer. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Dominic. This sin has no more rule over him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for lifting him up and making an overcomer out of Dominic in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just ask and we pray that if there's any condemnation in him, it goes too in the name of Jesus. We're not to look back, we're to look forward in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for clearing his mind. He's just sanctified as the most holy man on earth right now, because you have already forgiven him. And he is walking that life of an overcomer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We speak that into him in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father, for what you're doing in him right now. Amen. Everybody believe that? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.
Can I pray for Dominic?
Yes. Go ahead, Angelica.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you so much for Dominic, Father God, and I lift him up to your heavenly throne, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that you called him before the foundation of the world, that he's your son, Father God. And I just ask, Father God, that you give him the gift of faithfulness, Father God. Every single one of us, Father God, when you opened our eyes, Father God, knew that apart from you and without your gift of faithfulness, Father God, we could not do this thing, Lord. We could not walk this walk, Father God, but it's by your spirit and by your grace, Father God. So I just thank you for a spirit of faithfulness, Father God, in his heart, Lord, for deep conviction, Father God, of sin, Father God, and a deep desire to please you, Father God, above his own flesh. I pray, Father God, that you give him a desire to die to self, Father God, that you give him great pleasure in that, Father God, as his flesh dies, Father God, that he would feel the holiness and the righteousness, Father God, within him, rising up in him, Father God, and that as he continues to be obedient, Father God, that the anointing would increase, Father God, and that your power would rest upon him to overcome sin, that he would be encouraged in that, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I just bind any demonic spirits of rebellion, any inherited rebellion, Father God, and just we bind the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, the pride of life, Father God, the youthful lusts, Father God, that pull against his flesh, against his mind, against his thoughts, his emotions. We bind that up and we cast that down in Jesus' name, Lord. And we just thank you that he's a new creature in Christ Jesus, Lord God, that sin has no power over him, Father God. I thank you for giving him the grace to be able to reason according to your word, and to choose righteousness, to choose to be obedient for the simple reason that he loves you, because you loved him first. And I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That is done. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Okay. Anybody else?
I wanted to pray for, I had a prayer request.
Yep.
Okay. I wanted to pray for Albert and Lisa's Galt from Corpus. Well, they're not from Corpus anymore. They moved to Alabama. For their son, Tyler. He's just very factious towards them. And it's, I think he's in games and stuff. He's doing like a lot of role playing, a lot of demonic stuff, like role playing murder and things like that. And he's just really rails against his parents for no reason. And so I'd like to pray for him, but if anyone else would like to pray, please do. His name's Tyler. So Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you so much for Tyler, Father God. I thank you for the promises of household salvation, which I just know and believe that he belongs to you, Father God. And I pray, Father God, right now that the angels be loosed, Father God, to to his side, Father God, to his aid to overcome the demonic forces coming against him, Father God. We just bind, Father God, just antichrist spirits. We bind spirits of rebellion, Father God. We bind witchcraft, Father God. And we bind just spirits of murder and hatred and railing, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I just ask that you grab hold of this young man and his heart, Father God, that you bring him to his knees, Father God, that you use all of these things for your glory, and that he come to the end of himself, Father God. And I lift up to you, Albert and Lisa, Father God. I pray that you encourage them, Father God. And I bind any heaviness and burdens and sadness and despair, Father God, from all that they've been through, Father God. And I just pray that you strengthen them in every way, Father God. We bind any faction being sent towards them, Father God, division, Father God. Just every wicked work coming against them, Father God. I just bind it and I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, Father. And Lord, I ask that you just draw them closer to you, to fellowship, to love, Father God, of the brethren, that you strengthen them, Father God, through the brethren, Father God, through fellowship, and that you encourage them in the way, Father God, that you deal with them in their hearts, Father God, and give them the grace to continue to walk this walk of faith, Father God, to see the end from the beginning, and just give them revelations of where we're at, Father God, in great peace and comfort, and lead them and guide them into all righteousness, Father. And I just thank you for doing that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Albert and Lisa and that boy. In the name of Jesus right now, I break any idols of the job or anything else that might be hindering them from walking closer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for the work that you've done in Albert already and Lisa. But, Father, I ask and I pray that you bring him higher. Bring him higher, Lord. Place it in him to hunger the word in you, Lord, more than anything else. To do what you want, to be obedient to you more than what he wants. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, we're going to see a turnaround because we believe we have an open heaven. And we thank you. We loose the angels right now to go down and minister to Albert and Lisa both in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for bringing love, peace, and joy in that family and you, Lord, in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We believe. Amen. Raul. Hey, brother. Okay. Ro, can you hear me? You're going to have to say hi to him, Angelica. Oh, is he frozen? Okay. Yeah. All right, I need to ask one question. I need to, and I should have it down, but who is 716-474-8667? Who is that? You have to unmute. Who is, there you are.
Hi, it's Rebecca.
Oh, okay, Rebecca. I should have had you.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. Glad to have you back with us.
Great. Great to be back listening.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. All right.
Sorry it took me a minute to figure out how to unmute.
I know. I do that myself. Has anybody else got a prayer request? You got a prayer request, Rebecca?
No, just for all the saints, basically, because I know a lot is going on, a lot is happening.
Yep.
And I know everyone is feeling a little, I don't know, just like a lot of attacks coming on lately.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
well, let me encourage everyone.
Pardon?
I said, let me encourage everyone. Don't watch the news if you want to keep from getting discouraged. Just go by what God's told us. God's told us 4 more years. four more
exactly.
years.
Exactly.
And that's what we keep our eyes on. We keep our eyes on right. that. Because we know, praise God, if God said it, it's so. And I believe it.
I believe it.
That's yeah. right. Greg says the news is not the news. That's exactly right. The news is what God says the news is. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, Rebecca. Okay. Anyone else got a prayer request? Or testimony or praise report? I got a praise report. Y'all want to hear my praise report? It's going to make you jump up and shout. President Trump is going to be in the next 4 years. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Look at the people jump up and down and roll on the floor and scream and holler. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. Hats being thrown in the air. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe it. I know it. I know it's so. God's going to get my praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else?
I've got a praise report.
Go for it, Judy.
Okay. I have. I don't think I've put it on here, but I have a friend that had a stroke a couple of days ago. And, well, actually, there's a couple praise reports in this thing. Well, I couldn't, the person that let me know she had the my friend had the stroke, never got back with me, and I didn't know what was going on. This is a friend of 60 years. And so I called the hospital, and the guy told me that, well, you're not on the list, so we can't really tell you anything. And he said, well, her son Scott was here, but he got the wrong, she has two sons. Her son Brad was there. And I said, well, no, that's her son Brad. And he said, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. And then he said, you need to call him. And I said, well, I don't have his number. So I said, would you please give me his number? I really need to call someone. And so he did. And he's not supposed to do that. But he did. Thank you, Lord. I still don't want to do that. Well, then I've had it happen today. I called, I just felt I needed to call, her name is Julie. I wanted to call her and just kind of support her. Now she has aphasia where you can't talk very good. So I knew that. So I got a hold of the nurse and had them. They took the phone to her and I was able to speak to her and just encourage her and tell her, you know, God's with her. And he said he'd never leave her or forsake her and that she's going to do fine, you know, and that I loved her. And she just sounded so excited. She said, oh, thank you, thank you. I heard thank you, and I heard yes, 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 yes. And I just was so excited. That just made me so thrilled the day. The Lord was so awesome. So thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. That's my report.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Michael, amen. I got a praise.
All right, go for it.
Well, I was here by myself, and I had a pain from my head on the right side, curved down to my jaw. And I mean, I really hurt so bad. And I thought, I don't have no toothache. It's not hurting like that. I haven't got no sinus infection. And it hit me, you are having a mini stroke. So I started to pray real quick. And I said, Lord, if that's what it is, you can take care of it in your name. And I put my hand from my head to my jaw and the pain went completely gone. It had lasted all day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Look at that.
I keep on looking at my face and see if there's anything different, but nothing's got any worse, so I think it's okay.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't think. You know it is. Praise God. For
yeah,
Lord.
I know it is. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for healing Connie up there in Snow Country. All right. Who's next? Yeah, Claire.
Hi. I know you did pray for me, Michael. I would appreciate okay. a little more prayer since since I went off I was on WhatsApp because all my family's on WhatsApp, and then we made the decision to come off of it last week Saturday, and since then I've been struggling to breathe, and I'm yawning all the time trying to get air in, and it feels like it gets progressively worse towards the end of the day. And for three nights now since Sunday, I've really been struggling, because it's Wednesday here, so three nights, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday night.
Okay.
It's been quite bad. And even today, like I'm confessing that I'm healed, and I have boldness towards the Lord, because I have confessed the sins that I think I have, but there's nothing else that comes to mind. So I just keep on yawning and keep on wanting air, and God is sufficient. He gives me everything I need. So either this stupid reaction needs to stop, or the air needs to increase, but God is doing a very, very good work. I just would like to bring that to his remembrance.
Okay. Lord, we thank you for this open heaven we have, and we lift up Clarity. We thank you, Father, for everything that she's confessed. Now, she's not under the curse, because that's what your word says. And then you've given us authority over all the power of the enemy. And in the name of Jesus, right now, we come against this spirit of infirmity that's attacked Claire. We command it by the power and the blood of Jesus to come out of her. In Jesus' name, you leave her right now in the name of Jesus. Take all the symptoms with you, you go symptoms. In the name of Jesus, she doesn't have shortness of breath. She's got stout lungs in the name of Jesus. She's got enough lungs in there to breathe wherever she wants, 10,000 feet, 12,000, 15,000 feet. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, that Claire is healed, delivered, and set free from all of this infirmity that has attacked her, in Jesus' name. And we break the power of Satan and witchcraft that might be coming against her, in Jesus' name. Cast it all down as null and void. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. And Father, we thank you that she has peace in her heart, that it is done, and that she's confessing it, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for Claire's healing. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And amen. It's done. Yes. We all are all shielded from the witchcraft curses spoken against us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, my. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Okay. Anything else, Claire? All right. Lord, she's got work to do. Thank you, Father, for healing her so she can get back to it, in Jesus' name. And something else I want to pray. Lord, I just ask and I pray right now that this evening when she goes to bed and she lays her head down, she's going to sleep and wake up completely refreshed in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for it, Father. She's going to sleep so soundly, she's not even going to dream, in Jesus' name, this night, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, that's done. Yes. Thank you, Lord. How's that new papa?
Hey, Michael.
Where that baby?
Yeah, I better jump in right now.
Hey, looky here. Let me get you up there.
He's a little hungry right now. He's getting ready to holler.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Hey, buddy, you go ahead and holler. If you hungry, go ahead. Glory to God. Is that Jesse? Hey, Jesse. Yes, that's a beautiful baby. Yeah. Pretty baby. You froze up, but that's okay. Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, yes. Good to see you, brother. I see that girl too. Hey, sweetie. I forget your name. Now, what's your name, the boy? What's the boy's name?
What is it?
Oh, you had to. Okay. All right. It's Matthew. Okay.
Leo Jr.
It's what?
Leo Jr.
No, we named him Matthew.
Oh, Matthew. Okay.
Matthew.
All right. That's a good name. All right, Matthew. Well, thank you for showing us. That's a good looking kid. I'm telling you. Okay.
That's a great name, Matthew.
I'm gonna shut the video off because I got bad news.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for showing us. That was awesome. I love them babies. Now he's got to bring that baby over here Do what?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I said, we do have a bit of a testimony that I'd like to share a little bit. I guess there's people here that download this and don't see us live. Just for the general body out there, just how the Lord came through for us. You know, this is our fifth child, and I want to step back a little bit and kind of give a little bit of background. With our fourth child, Nathaniel, who's born 2 years ago. We had planned a home birth and we had a here that worked with us to kind of help us through the process. And when the day came and our fourth child was being born, everything happened so quickly that the midwife didn't make it to our house in time. And It was just me and Yelena, and I ended up having to deliver my house at home, and it was a real you might heart the way it all happened. We were wondering, I've always, it's interesting that here we are having a home birth and we had a midwife and yet she doesn't make it, and she's not a believer, and I kind of sense that she's got this kind of like a gypsy type of spirit in her, like all naturalist and all this other stuff, like a free spirit type of lady. So, and it kind of didn't sit well with me. And then she doesn't make it to the birth anyway. And so, I said, well, Lord, you orchestrated all that. And I almost kind of took it as a sign, hey, maybe God's just trying to teach us something here that, he can do without man's help, he can give you a blessed delivery. So going into this fifth child, me and Yelena had set our hearts on having a home birth again, except this time we didn't have anybody that we really knew that was of the same faith, that was kind of the same mindset as us, And so we, having that experience from the past of delivering this child on our own, we decided, well, we're just going to try it on our own this time by faith, fully expecting a very easy and comfortable and pain-free and everything, just a wonderful delivery as the last one. Well,
we lost your audio.
Well, I'll stretch this last time. I mean, it was the labor started at 2 a.m. on the 18th. That was yesterday. It's 4 hours into it. Nothing. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's a good story, too.
Yeah. Lord, we just come against any kind of communication problems right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to hear it and hear every word of it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, Leo.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So going into this fifth birth, you know, it all started at 2 a.m. yesterday. And we were having very strong contractions. At first, they seemed pretty consistent, you know, 5 minutes apart. That seemed normal. And then things started to get really wacky. We were getting 3 minutes, and then we were getting 6 minutes apart, then 8 minutes apart, then back to 5 minutes and 3 minutes. And it was just jumping all over the place. Nothing made sense. It was nothing like we've ever experienced before. And there wasn't... there wasn't any real movement. There wasn't much progress. And so, you know, 5:30, 6:30 in the morning came around, and I texted you, Michael, and I said, well, here's the situation. Please lift us up in your prayer meeting. And so, we just kept on believing. And it was just me and Yelena here, and the kids were all sleeping at that point. But, you know, finally, it was like 5 hours later, 6 hours later, and really nothing was changing. Nothing was moving. 8 hours went by. Very strong, painful contractions the entire time. I mean, it was strong and hard the whole time. Finally, we were up to 12 hours now, and nothing was changing. I mean, she was struggling. We tried so many different things. We get in and out of the pool, different, you know, get on the bed, try different positions, just labor in every possible way you could think of, you know, to see, and all kinds of thoughts are coming to your head. You know, maybe the child's not positioned correctly, maybe this or that, you know, maybe her bones aren't quite spread out properly. Maybe there's just so many things that could go wrong. All these thoughts are flooding our head. So at 12 hours into it, I texted you, Michael, again, and I said, look, we're still here. No baby. We're just waiting on a miracle, you know, because we realize this is beyond anything we can do or handle. And there's nothing we know to do that we haven't done already. Besides, you know, get up and go to the hospital and have them check out what's going on. Well, I texted you and I said, we're waiting on a miracle. And you texted back and you said, hey, baby's on the way in Jesus' name, you know, and I said, okay. And as soon as you, you know, texted me that back and we agreed on it, that the baby's on its way, you know, she started having very strong contractions that she wanted to push. But the baby was nowhere near ready to come out, you know. I mean, there was just so much hindrance there. And so, I mean, I started, you know, laying my hands on her and just, commanding her body to loosen up, her, you know, her body to open up and allow a pathway for this baby, and just laying there praying in the spirit. You know, I was wiped out too, because I'm trying to press on her back to help relieve the pain, because it was so excruciating the entire time. And she's suffering so much, and it was just terrible to watch. So it was nothing like what we were believing for, you know, going into this whole thing. But, you know, there was still some kind of, I'm telling you, it was just a gift of faith, a gift of from the Lord to hold fast to our confession and just pray the word and speak it out loud, and just commanding the tissue and the to open up and the bones to loosen up and everything to just work properly.
Well, 3 hours later, so now we're up to 15 hours. And finally, the other thing is we realized that, hey, the water bag never popped. So that could have been a problem, you know, and I don't have tools and I don't have any way of reaching in there and popping this bag, and who knows what I'd be popping if I tried, you know.
Amen.
So we you know, I was like, no, I ain't doing that, you know, I'm not messing with that. And so just kept on believing that this was gonna work out on its own. And sure enough, 3 hours later, it's not the baby that shows up, it's the water bag. and the baby's nowhere near.
And
I'm thinking, what in the world? You know, you're trying to feel for the baby and there's nothing there, it's just the water bag. So I said to Yelena, hey, maybe we're gonna have another NCAL birth, you know, where the baby's born in its own water bag, like this last experience we had with the fourth child. Anyway, so I was like, well, do you want to try, keep pushing for it? And she's like, well, let's do it. And so we tried, and it's just so painful, and she'd push and the water bag would just come a little bit closer, but then it would just slip right back in, you know. You just, nothing was going for us. Finally I said, you know what, honey, let's just do the thing. Well, I got some scissors, I snipped it, and it was like a dam broke, you know. And the baby was still nowhere near, you know, you couldn't feel it, you couldn't see it. And at that point, you know, she's like, well, maybe I'll be more comfortable in the pool. So I got her off the bed, we got in the pool, and just a couple more times pushed, commanded that baby to come out in the name of Jesus. And I think it was on the fourth push, the baby just came right out. And it was amazing, stressful, tiring, but you know, I'm just so happy that the Lord brought us through it, that we can actually, you know, say that, hey, no matter how hard and impossible it seems like, the Lord can really come through. You know, you have no clue what's going on, you have no clue what you're doing, and yet, you know, here it is, and you have a healthy baby and a healthy mom. She's already on her feet, you know, and the bleeding stopped really quick, and everything just worked out so perfectly in the end that you just can't hardly remember the, at least for me anyway, I can't hardly remember the 15 hours of labor. I'm sure she remembers it a lot more than me.
Oh my Lord.
And then the other thing that we realized, you know, and I kind of mentioned it to you in your text, is that, you know, I think it was the last Bible study y'all prayed for us, and you said, Michael, well, it's the fifth child, that's the number of grace, you know. And I, you know, after the boy was born, and I realized, you know, it was 15 hours of labor. It was, he was born exactly at 5 o'clock p.m. and he was the fifth child, so you got 555. Oh God.
Amen. Thank
you, know, you, it's just the grace. It's just a confirmation, you know, of God's grace towards us, and that he did it all. It wasn't really us, it wasn't our ability or know-how or anything else. It just anyway, that's for anybody out there that might be listening and wondering about these things. You know, God can really do it without much help from any of us, you know. Praise be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's an awesome testimony, Leonid and Yelena. Yelena, we're going to pray for you. Lord, we thank you that the next child will come out quickly without any problems. Now, Leo won't have a bit of problem with it, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father. That's an experience. Thank you, Lord. Y'all trying for a baseball team?
Sure.
You already got a basketball team, don't you?
Oh, no, it's only five.
Well, that's all you need for a basketball team. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for these fine, healthy babies. In Jesus' name. That's a good-looking boy, too. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. That's a good testimony. For y'all out there that's waiting to have one, hang in there. Endure in your faith. Amen. Boy, I'm so glad God gave that job to women. My gracious sakes alive. Whew. All right. Who is anybody else got a testimony or praise report or prayer? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yep, best story of 2021. No rivals. Thank you for sharing that, Lynn. This is from Claire. May God bless Matthew, Yelena, and you, Leo. Big hug, she said. Amen. Thank you, Father. Awesome testimony. I can't wait to get that boy behind that tractor. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. All right, who's next? Hey, Dave. All right. All right, let's pray here just a minute. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for showing us yourself who the next president's going to be. And I thank you, Father, that the people out there would be encouraged to know that the next president is not the one that's going to may show up tomorrow. It's going to be the one that's been in there for the last 4 years. And Father, we praise you for what you're doing. We loose the angels right now to make all of the things available and ready for this great transition from Trump of 2020 to Trump 2021. And Father, we thank you that that race is over. Trump won it hands down. And Father, we thank you for loosing your angels to go up there and do whatever it has to be done to get this taken care of. We had a dream, Lord, about a shaking in the Capitol where you shook and the Capitol building came down and nothing but the good guys came out of it. And Father, if that's where we have to go with this, well, so be it. Praise you, Lord, for whatever you have to do in order to bring this about. But I thank you, Lord, that everybody listening to me right now is encouraged to know that President Trump is still president in the name of Jesus. And that you promised us 3.5 years into the tribulation, we were going to have relative peace from the government. And that's the only way we would, is if he was the president. And we praise you for it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Go ahead, Will.
How are you, Michael? Hello, everyone.
I'm blessed, brother.
I'm glad, Michael. When Dominic was speaking about his problems, I received a word from the Lord, and I wonder if it's appropriate if I read it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's quite lengthy, but it's good. It's a good word. God have caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being more precious than gold, that perisheth not, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Let that them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. I just want to pray for Lord, thank you for this wonderful word. Thank you that you are going to appear in our lives, that we are standing in faith for, Lord, that the that I just love the scripture. For a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. When the Lord appears, thank you, Lord, that you have appeared and that you've given us the breakthrough. We just want to praise you for that. Thank you for the strength that you've promised us in your word. Lord, we just want to praise you and thank you for our sufferings and our afflictions. Thank you that it works steadfastness, and it's got a wonderful, wonderful work that it's doing. Lord, your ways and our ways, and the way you handle things and the way you think and the way you solve problems isn't the way we do it. Thank you that you're so above all of us, Lord, and we praise you for your genius. And amen.
Amen. Amen. You want to give that scripture reference out, William, for all of those people?
Yeah, I'll post it in the chat. Thanks.
Okay. All right, let's see. Angelica said she shared that exact same word today with her sister. Pray for God to comfort those with that hope at the moment. Yes, Lord, we do. We pray that you would strengthen them, Lord, in faith to believe what your word says and not what they look and see with their natural eyes and ears. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Dominique.
I think it's really cool that you shared that piece of scripture with me, because that is actually similar to what a brother spoke over me when he was praying for me earlier, like about a half hour before I joined. Before it started, anyway, the outreach. So it was like almost exactly the same. He talked about bearing with, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he mentioned affliction, and it's just awesome that it all referenced. And also, I was reading in 1st and 2nd Peter the past couple of days, and they also related perfectly. So that's awesome how God works. That's all.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word that gives comfort.
Yes. Yeah, also, I'm getting a apartment in a couple of weeks, and I was going to get one a few months back, but things just didn't end up working out for it. And I was like, okay, God, well, you know, I'll go at your pace. And I'm actually friends with the landlord. I do work for him every once in a while. I'll help him with random stuff. He owns a lot of property, so, you know. And so I ended up talking to him. I was working in this apartment that I'm actually going to get. And I'm like, wow, this apartment is so beautiful. Like, I actually would love it. So then I ended up, somebody was going to buy it. But then, you know, I don't know what happened, but they didn't buy it. So I was like, hey, you know, how much are you renting this out for? And it's within mine and my friend Jeff's budget. And so him and his dad are looking at it tomorrow. Me and him already looked at it the other day, and he agrees that he wants it, and I want it too. So we'll probably be moving in as long as his dad thinks everything's all right. It's really cool how it's working out. So that's a praise report, and I just pray that, you know, if it is God's will, that I'll have the money ready by the time, you know, it comes around in a couple of weeks. And I should have enough. But,
you know. Okay. Just thank you, Lord.
I want to pray for that.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for bringing this to pass for Dominique and his friend in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your awesome, awesome love on us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. It's done. Okay. Anyone else? Anything else we need to pray for?
Lana has her hand up, Michael.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Lana.
Hey, I don't have a prayer request, but I didn't get a chance to email you about this, so I thought I'd throw it out there and see what your thoughts are. I was wondering if we could have a discussion on the biblical definition of the fivefold ministry. For example, whenever we talk to family about the fact that we don't go to a traditional church, sometimes we get feedback like, well, preachers are very important and you should listen to preachers and preachers and preachers. And I was doing a little research, and I suspected and confirmed that the kind of preaching that's done today is not the type of preaching that was done back in the days of Christ and the apostles. And so I would really enjoy it and appreciate it if we could just discuss the fivefold ministry in that sense. And that way we are, at least for me, knowledgeable as to how to come back as to what's biblical and what's simply man's tradition in the church.
Okay. Yeah, I got her down on the list. You're number three down.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Boy, there was something else that I wanted to speak about tonight. Somebody else got something they want to pray about while I'm sitting here thinking. Yeah, Pat, go ahead, brother.
Michael, I was just thinking tonight. I flipped on the TV, the Newsmax, and President Trump was speaking about he was giving what they called a farewell speech. And when he did that, I thought, well, something's up. Why is he doing that when we already know that he has won? And then a couple things were kind of clicking to me. Number one, I believe what David said in that I think God is going to do something beyond what we're beyond man's power to accomplish or accommodate. And as I was kind of thinking of the logic of that, I was thinking about You know, the media and they are kind of tweaked as far as looking for Trump to do something here in this process, and you know, like a martial law or something like that, or a coup or whatever. I mean, that sort of a thing. And if it happened that way, there would be a tremendous amount of the population who tend to swerve that way anyway, would always be thinking that he tried to take over. He tried to obfuscate the vote of the people or whatever. And so there would never, in my thinking, I would think that there would never really be peace there. And I was thinking about it this morning, that if that happened, and then there's a presentation of this information out that, you know, that we're talking about, that is going to be released, you know, for the next 9 or 10 days or whatever, people that have that spirit of rebellion or faction or whatever would simply turn off their sets. They would close their ears. They wouldn't hear it. They wouldn't listen to it. And so I think the Lord is setting the stage to take the legs out from underneath that particular position or stance that people would have. And I think the only way that it would have to be something not on man's level, but of a higher level, to shatter, to disrupt this current mindset and the way everybody's thinking or whatever. I don't really have it together in my mind as to what that is. However, the thought was coming to me as I was watching that speech tonight. I was thinking, you know, when the children of Israel had their back up against the Red Sea, and then they heard this tremendous rumbling behind them and looked and saw the stinking nation, an army coming at them full speed, was going to annihilate them. You have to imagine what they were thinking at that time. What in the heck have we done? You know, all of the things that probably went through their mind. They were looking at death. You know, they were looking at the end. That's the end of the road. They're up against the back of the wall, and they're the people that are going to kill them are heading right to them right now. And it's just the typical the way that seems that God pulls the thing out of the hat. I mean, it just seems to be that's the way God does it, you know. And so I was just thinking about that he always brings us up to the edge where we have a good reason to bail out if we are inclined to do that. However, with all of the dreams and the leading and the guidance and everything that he has given us, even though we're looking at this situation, I mean, I'm looking at the situation with all of these parts of the puzzle there, and I thought of another, you know, it's got to fit together. As long as we have God's perspective, it all fits together. It's all got to fit together in his way and in his timing. And I was thinking of Abraham when he's walking up the mountain with Isaac, same thing, all these things going through his mind and going up. And his son says, well, we have the fire and we have the wood, but where's the sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. And all that time kept on walking, got all the way up there, probably looking around for the sacrifice, you know, or what, I don't know what he was doing. But it wasn't until that knife was in his hand and he was getting ready to experience death, the death of his promise, the death of his, that lad represented God's word to him, God's promise to him. That was his life. That was his life, which represented God. And here he was with a knife, and he was getting ready to plunge it. And it was at that time God provided, said stop, and provided a lamb. Now a lamb on the top of a mountain. There's a lamb caught in the bushes. So I'm just thinking of all these things, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't really care how it looks, because it certainly does look like it's going south here. But that's not what God has led us to believe and brought us to believe. So I don't know that I'm, I just felt like I had to share that. I just feel like, you know, we are right on target, right over the target here. So I feel encouraged. And I have to say, I've been battling these, you know, these thoughts coming in and the whole thing all day long and for the last few days. But I just feel encouraged because I think that this isn't any different than what God has done all the way through the scripture. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that.
Thank you, Pat. That was an encouragement. Thank you so much. I'm sure, I hope it encourages people out there. That's exactly what I think is happening. And I'll tell you something. Trump never did concede. He never did concede. So we'll see what happens. See how God's going to orchestrate this thing. Whatever how he does it, it makes no difference how he does it. What makes a difference is that he's going to do it. And I believe it. We all here believe it.
What one other thing is that I just felt very strong that I think there's that we're looking at on the verge of a revival, and I think that
you're exactly right.
I think that if it happens in one way, we could be on the verge of civil war. But I don't think that's in God's desire to do that. God wants to provide a place of repentance. There's a tremendous amount of people that we would call on the left or whatever. They're simply there, not because probably of any, well, I'm not even going to say. There's an avenue of repentance for everybody. And I believe that, you know, we are in such a time when God has stacked the deck and he's shown us that it doesn't matter if you are, let's just say, Republican or Democrat. There's just as much evil on both sides there. When it all boils down to the end, the only way you can really stand is with God in this situation. So anyway, whatever.
Amen. Hermano se hablando de la anglicide. Yeah, I can speak that. All right. Yes, that's great, Pat. Be encouraged. The revival is going to start. There's going to be, Lord's told us through the word, it's going to be pestilence. And it's going to go through the church. And it's going to bring a revival, a big revival. He's going to empty the big churches, the false churches first. And the people of God are going to come out of them. They're going to see right quick that they're in the wrong position. And God's going to do it. That's where the glory is going to come. God's going to do it. Listen, Planet X is coming around the sun. They don't know how fast this thing goes. There's some are saying that it could sling around and come back a whole lot quicker than they predict it to. Because, you know, when it goes out there and then it starts coming back, it's going to whip back just like you would if you were, you know, when you're skiing and you go around a curve and then you come around the other side and you're doing 900 mile an hour. Well, that's just the way this thing is done. And might be that this thing, how many of you know that there's earthquakes and volcano eruptions at a pace that we've never seen before? I mean, it's just everywhere. The Ring of Fire is just on fire, just about it. But that's because, you know, and we're getting earthquakes all over this continent. Getting earthquakes at the New Madrid Fault. We're getting earthquakes on the East Coast Fault, Tennessee Fault, and faults that hadn't had any in a long time are starting to get alive. So yeah, all this stuff is going to happen here shortly, and then we're going to have revival. Glory to God! All those people we've been praying for coming in. Thank you, Jesus. Pat's doing laundry. Okay, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it or what's going to be first, but I know you're in it, and I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. And I'm asking, Father, that you give us dreams and visions and words that would tell us, you know, what's going on, to keep us encouraged. And I praise you for doing that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for showing us through your people, through your dreamers, through your visioners, through your people who vision, to have visions and dreams, and through your word, Lord, and through words of knowledge and all of that, Lord. We thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, anyone else?
Michael?
Yes.
When he was talking about all that and all that was, what Leon had said about that baby being born, excuse me, I couldn't help but think about that whole process that Leonid and Yelena went through having that baby. It makes me think of, you know, if we stay with the Lord, you know, the 15 hours, we stay with the Lord, his grace is always going to be there. And even though it seems like, is anything happening? No, what's going on? It's like it's the same picture of what's going on now, you know, with with Trump and everything. You know, like there was a big fight, you know, there was a big major, we got to do it. And then, you know, it's like he didn't stop. He didn't concede. He just kept going. And he said to keep going, you know. And so even though we're not seeing anything, like they didn't see the baby, didn't come. Where is the baby? You know, I can see that parallel there with that whole thing.
Amen.
And what happened was because they kept standing, the gift of God came.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, Michael.
Yes, go ahead.
Just as Sue was saying, you know, that was one of the prayers that came to me. And she was just on the bed, tired as tired can be. And I said, I put my hand on her. I said, Lord, please deliver this baby the way you are delivering this nation.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And it's thank exactly you, what happened.
All right. That's
word for word what came out of my mouth when I said, Lord, I can't understand.
understand a thing. I can't see it, but please deliver this baby as you're delivering this nation.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's exactly right. We just need to rest now because that baby's coming out. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. My only question is, who's going to pierce the water?
That's Leo's job. Amen. Amen, Will. You know, what comes to me is watching all of this play out. You can look at different alternate news sources, and you can tell the ones that don't have any faith. It makes no difference how big they are on the web. It makes no difference. They're losing faith. But the ones who believe are still holding true. They're still holding true. And that's just like we are. We're still holding true to what God's told us. We know what's going to happen. Go ahead, Will.
No, when you said we must rest, I was looking at a few verses. I just want to read them. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth they rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth. Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. We that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, ourselves also which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it.
Enter into that rest. That's what we do. All right. Anyone else? I don't remember. I don't know if David read this Sunday or not. Mass media, internet to go offline, EBS activated while U.S. Republic restored on Monday. Anybody heard that? Okay, Pat has. Did I read it on here? Or did David read it?
He mentioned it on the message. Okay. But it was kind of a bullet point. Prefaced by, he was reading it from someplace, you know, wasn't sure whether it was true or not, but it was, he's putting it out.
Okay.
For everybody to chew on.
Well, it talks about the emergency broadcast system that's going to be activated. Now, some say it's going to start at 8:00 in the morning. And they're saying that there may be a 10-day in places. There may be a 10-day martial law that keeps you in your house for 10 days. Just make sure that you have the supplies to go through a 10-day period of time if it happens in your area. Kind of late, but you know, that's more or less what he said. Because what they want to do, what I've understood they wanted to do, is to broadcast this thing 72 hours straight, 8 hours. I think it's 8 hours a clip. There are those 8 hours are going to run that clip, and then they'll run it again, and then they'll run it again, and then they'll run it again. It takes 8 hours for the thing to go through. And what it is the evidence and the confessions of the people that have already been tried, and bringing it to light so that the people, the leftists, will understand, the people that actually aren't nutso, would could see and understand what's going on, you know. And so, Lord, I just ask and I pray that if that's what you've got planned, that's fine. But Lord, we ask that it be a revelation to all of our family, friends, and friends that have voted for Biden, not knowing. And we ask, Lord, that you show a lot of grace through us to them in the name of Jesus, Father, that we don't say, well, I told you so, that we just go ahead and minister grace and love to them, Lord. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Place it in us to bring them into the kingdom during this period of time. Show them our love for them and how they've been deceived, because they're going to be ashamed at what they voted for. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. All right, anyone else? I'm reading the chat, so thank you, Pat. All right, anybody want to talk about something? We got a little bit of time left.
I think there was Lana's question about the fivefold.
Is she?
Well, she was asking about the fivefold ministry.
Yeah, yeah. We're in Romans 12. We hadn't even gotten out of the first verse of that one yet. And also we had that thing that Will wanted to talk about before we ever get into the fivefold. Oh, we could talk about the fivefold since that's a ready subject tonight. Anybody want to open up with that? That's in, let me get my word. I know, what's the question you have? That's Megan. Okay. Lana. Where you at?
I'm here.
Okay. What was the question you had about it? You wanted to talk about it?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about what the biblical definition of each of the ministers in the fivefold ministry are, because today, a preacher, as we know today, is not the same as what it was in biblical times, since there's a lot of human tradition and understanding involved in that nowadays. And just for my own knowledge, when a family comes at me and says, hey, you're supposed to be listening to preachers and you guys don't preach, and you're supposed to be doing this and you guys don't have a choir and you guys don't have this.
Amen. Well, David has a good teaching on that. Y'all go ahead while I'm looking this thing up.
You looking for the teaching that David has?
I could give a kind of real simple explanation of it. In the scripture, it said there's a scripture that says that Jesus was an apostle. There's a scripture that says he was an apostle, and there's a scripture that says he was a prophet. Another scripture says he was an evangelist. Another one says he was a teacher, and another one says he was a pastor. So the fivefold ministry was really the complete ministry of Jesus. But when he ascended and descended, it says he gave gifts to men. And then he distributed those gifts to the body because he's going to be expressed in a body of believers, you know. And these are the ministry gifts that he gave. He distributed them to different ones. So combined together, it's the ministry of Jesus. But now it's distributed through a body, through the body. So. But anyway, that's kind of a simple. So they were gifts to the church. So they are to be in the church. So God is restoring those that got lost down over the centuries and the dark ages and all that stuff got lost. And part of the restoration was to restore these ministries and to open up, you know, the understanding of Ephesians 4 and 1 Corinthians 12 to understand these different gifts. And then, that's just a quick definition. So, okay.
Amen. Well, in Ephesians 4 is where they found the, Ephesians 4:11. He gave some to be apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. And the teaching that David did, though, it says that we should be in a fivefold ministry in the fellowship. It should be a fivefold ministry in the church instead of a Nicolaitan era where there's just one person over everything. And the reason that God did that is so that there wouldn't be any problems. You'd have five ministers there, which the man child in the coming days will pick the apostle. Okay. And then the apostle will pick the rest of them. And that's the way that'll work. The apostle, anybody want to tackle that? What the apostle's job is? Yeah, Pat.
No, I didn't want to tackle that. I'm sorry. It took me all that time to get to the button.
Okay.
Actually, I just wanted to read the scripture there that.
Sure.
Obviously is where the fivefold comes from. And it's kind of, so I was just going to, let me start in verse 4. It says, number one, if I start in verse 4, this is the first thing that I would bring about back to a person that was telling me that we needed to have one pastor up in the front preaching the word, etc. So I go back to what Jesus said, and he said, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is over all and through all and in all. And I would have to stop and say, how can you look out, number one, across the religious landscape of the world and you see 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 different denominations.
Or 4,000.
Or whatever. There's a bunch of them. All I know is there's not one. Yet Jesus' body, Jesus set up a fivefold ministry, which could in fact have the same message in a group of people there, or a group of people here, a group of people here, 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 wherever. There could be very many different groups strategically located all across the globe, but any one of us could go and feel in fellowship with any one of those groups had we been transferred over there in a moment of time, because we are a people of one spirit, one body, and each having their own perspective of where, how God has brought us through, are all being drawn together by all of our gifts into one unified force in Christ, under God. And the various different ministries that God has given to build up the church, it can be done anywhere in the world and still all be one. But you can't, if you're a denomination that focuses on one particular part of the word, you can't really feel comfortable in another group. If that's, I don't know, it's kind of the...
Well, why did God set up the fivefold ministry? Why is it fivefold rather than onefold?
Is that a question for everybody, or?
That's a question for anybody, yeah. It's a question for you, how's that?
Well, I go back to the fable of the five or six blind men around the elephant. I don't think any one of us, even though every one of us knows God, we only see God through the perspective that we have been given by God and how he has brought us through the path to him. We all have different experiences, but are all being drawn in to God, and we have a certain perspective that we have received of the Lord. And it's not a different Lord. It's the same Lord, just a different perspective. So I believe the fivefold ministry is to develop that within and build the body up in that way. But anyway, that's my thoughts. Okay.
All right. Anyone else?
I'd like to have to say a little something about it.
Okay.
I guess the whole New Testament, Acts, is a really good place to start. And just like, you know, all the epistles, everything, you know, it always starts with, you know, Paul, an apostle, not from men. You know, I'm in Galatians, just the very beginning, you know, chapter 1, verse 1. An apostle, not from men, neither through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father. And so, and that's the basic theme that you find with every man ordained of God, especially in scripture. And as you read Acts, you see that there was this great respect for that order. Nobody was ordaining themselves. Nobody, in the true church anyway, or the true ecclesia, you know, the people that were truly following the word of God, because there were those that were bringing in different doctrines. But you see that throughout the scripture, that God was the one that gave a certain man, you know, the authority. And then from that point on, it was the apostle that appointed others and sent these others two out and these other out and appointed this person over this ministry, over the widows, this, that, whatever. So it was the, you know, God's, you know, hierarchy that you see there in the Acts. And you see how everything was established by two or three witnesses. For example, Paul, you know, he gave his testimony before before I think, I don't know what council it was, I forget exactly, but where he spoke in Hebrew and he gave his testimony about, you know, how the Lord, you know, delivered him on the road to Damascus, you know, and how he came to know the Lord and his testimony, and how others of the brothers had God had spoke to them prior to his, you know, coming into that. And so having given testimony, that was enough for the brethren to determine, okay, yes, he is a brother, right? So it was kind of like, there was a lot of different things going on, like, that would confirm, okay, yes, this is how the Lord does this stuff. You know what I mean? This is how this man was ordained of God, you know, and it's according to scripture. So I love seeing those little things in there. As you read really slowly in Acts, you can see how, you can see the order of things as they do things in there. They didn't just do it haphazardly. They always did it by the following the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, if you read in Acts, the very beginning, you know, they said things like, it seemed good to me to the Holy Spirit to do this or to go here or to there, you know, and then I think it always, you know, came through the apostle and others would witness to that. And so they would kind of be led that way. But I really just like seeing that.
Amen. Amen. So it's kind of more of a protective issue. When you got one man running the show, how many times have we seen him fall? Many times over the years, we've seen one man fall because there was nobody to hold him accountable. And that's what one aspect of the fivefold ministry is, to hold, make sure everything is what Jesus wanted. Now, what's the apostles' job? Yeah, Claire. Oh, I see Will had his too. Go ahead, Claire. I'll get Will in a minute. I'll get you in a minute, Will.
Doesn't the apostle go? Like, he goes out and he raises more people up into these positions.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. He does.
And he does all these things. He can do all these things, but he doesn't. He raises people up to do them because
yep.
He understands. He's like, isn't that what the man child's going to be? He's going to be this embodiment, but his job is going to be raising up people within the bride to do this job too, or these other jobs too.
Yeah. Well, the man child is going to be more like Jesus himself, and he will pick the apostle, which will be someone that is a mature Christian. More mature than the rest of them, and then the apostle will help get the church going, the fellowship going there, and raise up prophets, you know, and the rest of them. And that's his job. And then he goes on to the next. He's liable to have, you know, four or five fellowships or more than that. I don't know, whatever. But that's his job. It's just to do that part of it, and to teach and to make sure that they're all, remember what Paul told him, he said, you got some over here that's lacking me, and you got some over there, Apollo, and some Jesus. He said, that's funny. You know, it's all got to be straight with the scriptures, and that's the man, child, and apostles. It's supposed to be keeping straight. Yeah, we'll go ahead.
My mom has something she wants to share.
Okay. Hi, Louise.
Hi, how's everybody? Anyway, it's about the apostles. I actually found in Acts 1:2. I don't know, I could be. Anyway, it's until the day in which he was received up, after that he had given commandment through the Holy Spirit unto the apostles whom he had chosen. So basically, I understand it that the apostles basically through the Spirit took the place of Jesus, isn't it? Am I wrong?
Well, it could, yeah. The apostle is being led by the Spirit, that's of course. In the days to come, we'll have the man-child ministry, which the man-child ministry will be on earth just like Jesus was. He will be the one that has the wisdom of Jesus, because he's going to be in, tune with what the Father wants. And he'll be telling him, okay, like this guy over here, because he's going to be praying all the time. He's going to be continually praying, the man-child ministry. In my humble opinion, I believe the man-child is going to have the wisdom of Jesus and the power of Jesus, and he can delegate that authority.
Well, I basically thought that the Holy Spirit basically took over, and he's been doing it then, and he's doing it now. So, anyway, that's what I basically wanted to tell Lana, that it's the Spirit of, you know, it's basically the power of the Spirit that does what's supposed to be done. It's not really man that's got the power to do it. It's using man, but it's the Holy Spirit doing it. Anyway, I don't know whether I'm clear or not.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're right. The Holy Spirit will be doing the power part and all of that. The wisdom and all of that is also, have you read the Man-Child series, the Man-Child and the Bride Prophecy
book? I have read some of them. Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, that kind of explains itself. I'm in that right now. It kind of explains the man-child's job, which is going to be just like Jesus.
Yes.
It's going to be just like him. And what did he do? He went around picking the disciples, didn't he? That's what he did.
Yes, it's true. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Louise. All right. Go ahead, Judy or Sue or whoever that is. That must be Sue. She's sitting there.
I'd like to go back to where...
you're going to have to speak up.
I'd like to go back where Pat mentioned about the one... one body and the one spirit. It's like all the churches that are quote churches, all the people that are in different denominations and everything, they may say, well, we have the fivefold ministry, but it's not going to be the same Jesus, because that person, even if they, the apostle, whoever it is that starts to reign, you know, he's like the chief guy, you know, in a way he's like the chief guy, because he has all the truth like Jesus would have, and he kind of directs, I think he kind of directs these other ones. He well, you've got evangelism in you, and you've got this, and you've got that's what you can walk in. But what I've seen from being in denominations and then going to charismatic and then coming here, it doesn't, what really matters is knowing Christ and who he is. If we don't know how to walk in his word, like the oneness is not going to be there if we don't know how to walk in his word. That's such a big thing that I've noticed that was lacking in my life. I knew I had to deny the self, but I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how the spiritual ramifications. I wanted Christ in me, but I was still operating in the flesh, thinking, well, yeah, I'm gaining the Lord, but no, it can't be me. It has to be Christ in me that operates. And there's many, many denominations that don't know that, and even charismatic groups that don't know that. So how can we all come together and be one body of Christ if we don't have that understanding that we need to die to self and really can't operate out of the self, but operate out of the Spirit? And the apostle who is ever leading has to know that so that he can direct these other ones. They have to know the word too. They have to know what it takes to have Christ in us, the hope of glory. Otherwise, it's never going to happen. that's that's why I thought I'd bring it up.
Amen. Amen. Getting back to what Louise said about the Holy Spirit, and she's absolutely right. The man child teaches the apostles, the disciples, the apostles, how to reach them on what faith is and all of those things, and brings them up quickly. And when they get to that point, you know, he points your heart. You go here, you go there, just like Jesus did, two by two. And they'll be done then. The Holy Spirit, she's right, will be what has the power.
Yeah.
And will be done to talking to you.
Amen.
The man child, the man child came riding on a white horse to what? Bring judgment. Okay. What's going on down here? Angelica's got Acts 14:23. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia and thence sailed to Antioch, from which they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work for which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentile. And there they abode a long time with the disciples. Amen. That's their job. That's what the apostles do. True church government. Is that the link for it, Dave? That's a long link, man.
That's a search I did from the UBM website, and they'll take you to a paper David did on a true church government.
Okay.
And it's got the apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. He briefly goes over them.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that. I know. That's a good one. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Dominique.
So, I actually learned about the fivefold ministry from a ministry that I listened to called The Last Reformation. I'm sure you guys have probably heard about them once or twice at least. But, you know, it actually reminded me that Torben, his name's Torben Sondergaard, he was from Denmark and had to come to America due to persecution. But he has actually been facing a lot of persecution because he also heard 4 more years. And he said, I don't know what that means. I just heard that's what it is. And I believe it. And there's been a lot of people like laughing at him and stuff on his Facebook and saying like, oh, I thought you said 4 more years, Torben. Where's that now? You know, so I just wanted to pray for him. I don't think he's getting too down in the dumps for it, but, you know, just I just want encouragement for him. You know, he actually just moved his ministry in Tennessee, not too far from where you guys are. So that's kind of cool, too.
Where is he?
What's that?
I said, where is he?
I don't remember the exact location. I know it's in Tennessee, like only about like, I think 50 minutes from you guys, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not too sure though.
Okay.
I think somebody, yeah, I'm not too sure where it's at, but yeah, I just wanted to pray for them, you know, cause they've been ahead. A huge help. Okay, somebody just informed me that they just moved to Cleveland, Tennessee. So that's where they're at.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lord, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. I just ask that you encourage their ministry, Lord, that you help out Torben, that his heart may be eased, and that this 4 more years comes true and all those people could see that he was being led by the Lord. And just ease his mind. I know he's been going through attacks a lot. And, you know, I thank you, Lord, for using not only UVM, but TLR, too, that they helped me learn a lot of what I know and that they have encouraged me a lot. And I just ask that you continue to guide both ministries through these times and to encourage all the saints, Lord, that they may just be strengthened and anything that is going against us, just be rebuked right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Okay. I didn't know he moved to Tennessee, but now that I think about it, somebody, I think someone told me that he was going to. The Cleveland's down south of us here, about probably an hour. So,
yeah, I actually got baptized at one of their kickstarts, and it was a good time, actually. They taught me a lot. Like, I feel like they're good for people who are looking for the truth and are pretty new to it. And I feel like your guys' stuff was a little bit more advanced for me at first, but then once I started getting into it more, like, yeah, I definitely enjoy their stuff. I learned a lot, and, you know, I went to a kickstart a second time, and it was really fun. You know, I was going out and praying for people, and people are getting healed and delivered and stuff. It's a good ministry. I like them a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord, we know. We thank you, Father, for blessing Torby and his group there. Lord, we ask that you keep them from harm. Put more truth into them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you for all the work you're doing in that group, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you keep our internet lines open, if possible, for all of us, so that we can come back together again Thursday night and fellowship again, Lord. We thank you, Father, for all that's going to take place tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. Whatever it is, Lord, it doesn't make any difference. We're going to endure in our faith to believe what you told us. And we thank you, Father, for all the work and the faith that you put in us. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that Clara is healed. We thank you, Lord, that baby and Elena is healed. They're just done fine. And we praise you, Lord, for all the work that you're doing in all of us, Lord. Lord, if we do go into 10 days of darkness from the internet, put it in people's heart to get the word out and get more studying done and get closer to you. And Lord, I ask that in the name of Jesus, myself included. And I thank you, Father, that we command that spirit of distraction off of us in Jesus' name. And that our time with you, Lord, would be quality time, very, very good quality time with you, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, place it in our hearts to pray for one another as well, to lift us up, Lord, and to pray and to intercede for our brothers and sisters. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless us all with a good night's sleep tonight, Lord. And I thank you that everybody here is going to sleep well all night long. Sleep good. Get up in the morning supernaturally supercharged, ready to go again. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Father, for what you're doing in this group here. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, all right.